This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The Arizona edition. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to escape you during a blizzard. This was planned weeks ago. Had no idea. This historic blizzard.
Sure.
Yeah. Did it have the crippling impacts that thought it was going to have? It seems like it was, in some places, maybe Bismarck and Fargo, not exactly as bad as
it. It didn't have the crippling effect in the vast area that it was thought to. I mean, if you tell folks in Ellendale we didn't get anything, they're going to tell you, well, we got a foot.
Yeah, in the areas that really got whacked, it was crippling, but sort of every blizzard is, isn't it?
Well, the thing is it seemed like every single forecaster you talked to was coming out with all the big buzzwords, epic and all this stuff. And I realize you got to, you know, we've had so many that people kind of, you know, it becomes audio wallpaper, so you want to cut through the clutter, but it really didn't end up being that epic for most people.
And we're going to chat with a sheriff that is charged with protecting his citizens in a county that borders the Mexico border and with obviously the U.S. and also tell you a little bit more about yesterday's historic day with Fishery Industries showing the Department of Homeland Security, showing the Customs and Border Patrol, hey, here, we can do this. We can do it. So, but we want to keep you up to date on the weather as well. So if you do have any questions or comments about any of that, on any topic, we always welcome your calls. 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind today. Broadcasting from Arizona back to the heartland of America. We're actually going to physically go down to the border later today and very much looking forward to that, so should be interesting as well. We'll have tomorrow on the program Senator Kevin Cramer. We're going to talk with him a little bit about, in our weekly talk radio town hall, securing the border. He met with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers yesterday and said basically, you guys aren't cutting it. You're not getting it done. I don't think he got the answers he wanted. I talked to him briefly yesterday about it, but we'll tackle that as well. And we're brought to you today in part by our friends at Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. Whether it's that fantastic sausage, the summer sausage, the garlic sausage, a lot of flavors. You tell them you heard about it on What's on Your Mind, you get a great deal. Also, North Dakota bread beef. That's right. North Dakota BB, bread beef. You're going to love all of that. Schweitzer's is, of course, located across from Dan's and Runnings on Washington in Bismarck. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, without any further ado, I want to welcome to the program one of the patriots out there that is doing good work and trying to secure the border and protect his citizens. He actually is the sheriff of the farthest southeast county in Arizona, right along the border. Sheriff Daniels from Cochise County joins us today on the program. Sheriff, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing fine.
Thank you very much. We have some friends in common in the National Sheriffs Association leadership. They speak very highly of your good work, and I know you recently were in Washington D.C. to let the president know that you're looking for some action on getting that border secured, right?
That's 100% correct on that. You know, 35 years I've worked this border, working with our other 31 border counties here on the southwest border. We stand united when it comes to working with President Trump. Working with our congressional people, if they'll just make a decision, can I say that? I mean, it's just, they kicked this can down the road a long time. And so there's a lot of frustration. We want the border secure down here. We're on the front line and we're doing a lot of innovative things to do that with the community, local, state, and our federal partners. And, we need some help down here. No doubt about it.
Where in your county do you have a barrier, fence, wall, whatever you want to call it, currently?
Well, we have a barrier. We have two international port of entries in our county, and that's the reason we have the barriers. The barriers are in a current border plan right now. They're either in the three populated areas, El Paso, Yuma, or San Diego, or near the port of entries. Beyond that, there's no barriers. There is no barriers. And 25-year-old plan that needs a lot of revision.
So what is the difference in the amount of illegal traffic, where those structures are versus where you want wall but don't have it?
Well, the barriers have made a difference. I call it a symbol of trespass, just like people have fences on their private properties. But it's a symbol of trespass, a deterrent. It slows them down. It provides the ability for us to get to them quicker. It expresses something. Hey, you can't come across here. If you do come across this fence or get up on this fence, you're committing a trespass. And what we're looking for is to take that unprotected areas that have been untouched for 25 years by the federal government and fix that. You need to fix it. We need to do something. Barrier, staffing, virtual, whatever you want to do, but you got to do something. You can't leave it neglected. We're a vulnerable border right now.
Somebody, one of our listeners called yesterday and said, I believe if you build a barrier that the traffickers, the mules, if you will have a harder argument of people saying, I can get you in, because they'll say, you can't. There's a barrier. Do you believe even the presence of the wall will stop people from trying?
Oh, no. It'll never be 100%. We'll always have the cartels and the greed and violence. They're going to do whatever it takes to get that product into our communities. And let's face it, we have a very unhealthy and deadly appetite for the illicit drugs to come through this country. And the cartels are embedded in all our communities. So that labor of human smuggling, I call it modern-day slavery, that's coming across our border by the cartels' control. No, they're not going to stop trying. There's no doubt about it. But at least it shows the will by our congressional folks. Our president's already made it very clear. He ran on that campaign to secure this border. We stand behind him on that.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if I don't know if there's such a thing as the person that's just, look, down on their luck, whatever, wants a better life, trying to get to the greatest country on the face of the earth, and is just doing this, versus, the pros, like you say, that are never going to stop because they're greedy. They want the money. They're going to continue to do it and trying to get across. But if there's less of the well-meaning but still illegal immigrant than the professionals, that makes your job a little easier, doesn't it?
It does. You know, we have processes in this country to apply for citizenship, claim the credible fear, the asylum claims. There's all legal processes to that, and I encourage that. I truly do. I take an oath of office for 35 years, and that is to enforce the laws and follow the laws. And that's what we ask. I know Mexico, believe it or not, with my Department of Homeland Security counterparts, have been pretty much very cooperative on working with the U.S. on this. Unfortunately, the cartels have a whole different agenda. The people that are coming across the border, instead of going to the port and claiming their legal status, no. When I say legal status, hey, I got a credible fear, or I want to claim for citizenship, or whatever it may be. No, they're coming across the unprotected areas into the deserts. That's a humanitarian crisis let's face it. I mean, people are dying out there every day, and people are getting injured. There's sickness, there's diseases. There's 100 Border Patrol agents a day in medical facilities helping those that are trying to cross this border illegally. It's a real tragedy down here.
I don't know if you're familiar with Fisher Industries and the folks from Stinger that have this proposal before the Department of Homeland Security. They first put together one of seven finalists for the concrete wall. Then they said, no, we need the bollard fence. So they ramped that up. And yesterday they put on a pretty impressive presentation where they put up 200 feet of wall in about an hour and a half. Have said they'll guarantee they can do a mile a day and eventually 2 miles a day compared to a snail's pace on the current projects that are going on right now. How important is it to get this done, to stop talking and start doing?
Well, based on what we're seeing on the border, and our county is a little unique because we've done a lot of innovative things to help the federal government secure the border here. We work very collective, very complementary, so it's been very effective. That's not the case in the other 30 border counties, and it's very important that we do something immediately. When the President Trump comes out and says we have a national crisis on our border, public safety, that's our community, national security, because what we don't know is should be scaring the heck out of us what's coming across this border, and last but not least, the humanitarian crisis. I mean, we need to do something right away, because the longer we kick this can down the road, the border becomes more vulnerable, which means America becomes more vulnerable. We need to unite on this. It amazes me that people have inserted politics into this, opinions into this, and temptation into this. The bottom line is, the Constitution says we'll have a secure border. We need to have a secure border.
Yeah, no kidding. I happen to believe the president is being poorly served by his own government, people that are supposed to work for him and answer to him, right? It's one thing to struggle to get the money appropriated and all that, but once it's appropriated, you start building. You should start building. And the Army Corps of Engineers is doing a horrible job on the projects that have been authorized. At some point, that's going to come back on President Trump, isn't it?
Well, it is because, you know, he's the top leader. I mean, if it fails, he fails. And I think there's a lot of personal agendas being played out here on both sides. I truly believe that. People that have never been to the border that are making really unique decisions and I think poor decisions. And the fact we had 10 congressional folks down here about 3 weeks ago, a month ago, to come see it. And that's what we encourage. Come see a border sheriff and come see the reality of what's going on this border and get the facts. Not the opinions. You know, we're all entitled to opinions, I get that. But we're not entitled to our own facts. And we truly need to discover these facts, understand what's going on the border, talk to sheriffs that oversee these communities that work directly for these citizens, and then make reasonable, balanced, common sense decisions.
Fascinating conversation. We'll talk more of what they face day in and day out. What kind of, day in the life of a sheriff and his deputies in Cochise County when we come back. In Arizona along the border. More after this.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We ask farmers, including Paul Thomas. Paul, talk a little bit about the value you derive from ethanol.
Ethanol is what drives the value of me being able to truck my corn an extra 50, 60 miles to an ethanol plant and get a little higher price for it. But then in turn, also the DDGs that come out of that ethanol plant also go to the feedlots to provide a high protein source of feed for their cattle that's mixed with the corn. And then the ethanol itself, you know, ends up in all our local pumps, reduces the price we pay for gas.
What happens if ethanol is no more? How would that affect you?
Removing ethanol and removing the corn in our diversified systems will just put more pressure on all the other crops we grow by increasing the supply and having a negative effect on prices on every single crop. You know, it's not just going to lower the price of corn. In all reality, it's going to lower the prices of every single commodity we grow.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crew, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crude. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include Croft, Pasture, and Hunting land auctions in Oliver, McLean, Ward, Cass, Kidder, Stutzman, Barnes, Griggs, Grand Forks, Hettinger, and Lamoure counties in North Dakota. And farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Wishing, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazleton, Bentley, and Fort Yates, North Dakota. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Apache has a very special announcement for you. Winter will end. So I don't know about you, but that's good news. Winter will end. Winter, the snow will melt. And at some point, probably going to have a bit of a wet spring, I'm guessing, right? Don't have to be a rocket scientist to say that. We're already talking flooding and everything else. Well, that's when you want an Apache sprayer, because you're going to be in the field when your neighbors are not. Because of the light footprint on a Apache sprayer, you're there when they're not, wet or not. So get yourself an Apache sprayer and get ready for spring, because it's coming. Planting season will be here before you know it. High Plains Apache, they're in Mandan across from Culver's. They're also in Fargo across from Walmart, exit 60 south on I-29, or online at highplainsapache.com. Finishing our conversation with Sheriff Daniels from Cochise County, the farthest southeast county in Arizona along the border. First question I want to ask you is a little bit about the change from a cement wall to a fence, a bollard fence. And you just told me out there that the folks from Fisher Industries sort of listened to the landowners on this one. That was part of the reason that that change was made. Is that right?
And you're right on that, Scott. I spoke to the Fishers back in D.C. here several months ago, and in fact, about a year ago now. And he came down to the county, spoke to our citizens and ranchers and farmers that live on the border, and talked to them about what's best for them. Because remember, we put a fence up. But somebody put a fence in your backyard, you want to have some kind of buy-in to that. And our ranchers had a buy-in. They liked the Ballard fence, the 18-foot high, good foundation on it, transparent, which means you can see through it, see what's on the other side. There's nothing worse than happening, especially with the rock throwing and, I mean, all kinds of things that go on that south side, that we want to be able to see that too. So it's an officer safety issue. The Ballard fence is the way to go, and I know my citizens really support that.
What is the average day like for you and your deputies there? What does life mean along the border? What are you seeing?
Well, it's a norm. As a federal government plan that's been in place for 25 plus years that actually brought that transnational crime into our backyard, because we're a rural county. So it's just become a norm down here. People live, they don't leave their houses unattended, because especially I'm talking about the rural parts, because they're afraid somebody's going to break into them. They're armed. I'll be honest with you, especially the rural folks, by the time I can get a deputy, this county's the 38th largest landmass county in the country. We're just under 6,300 square miles. It's a huge county. So I have 93 deputies to respond everywhere in this county, includes myself. So it might take an hour, hour and a half to get to you. They're their first line of defense. So they're all of them are armed out there because of what they're dealing with. And again, our innovative programs have decreased that concern, started at the local level and the community level to fix a lot of what we're doing here. But about 30% of what we do in this county is border related. I mean, that whether it be a break-in, whether that be a stolen vehicle that's headed south now, whether that be smuggling, whether it be illegals, that the human smuggling part of it is still active in my county, where they're trespassing on somebody's property, and it's just a way of life here. And we're a flow-through county, which means they're trying to get through Cochise County and get into the quote, which I think it's very, very sad. These sanctuary cities, they come visit us, but unfortunately, they're infectious to me and what we do down here, and I think they're illegal as heck. So I call them failed leaders. I really do.
No, there's no doubt about that. So if average day, average month, year, whatever, is it a lot of that? Is it the human trafficking? Is it the what's the lion's share of what you see on the human trafficking side, on the drug side, people just trying to get to those counties that are sanctuary counties or sanctuary cities? What's the majority of the traffic across the border?
Well, if you go back to February of 2018, when we had our last significant drug load in Cochise County, and that's a result of a virtual 100% conviction rate consequence program that we did in Cochise County, the cartel was bypassing my county. They're going into New Mexico. They're coming into the counties west of me. It's too risky to come through my county, especially whether you be a juvenile or adult. We're putting your butt in prison when you break the law. If you bring drugs in this county, it means you're bringing drugs into America's community. So we took a stance on that. So again, they're bypassed. What we're seeing now in my county is human smuggling. I don't have authority under immigration. We don't turn our heads, don't get me wrong. If there's a state violation, we address it like a trespass issue. Otherwise, we call Border Patrol, which has been a great partner for us here in this county. So we see a lot of human smuggling. It's $6,000 come through my county by the cartel. You get three attempts, and people think, well, where's the $6,000? Can they afford that? No, they can't. So they're indebted through slavery, sexual abuse, or gangs. It's not a good practice, I'll tell you.
Sheriff Daniels, Cochise County, Arizona, on that border, waiting for relief from us, the American citizens, and a fence, a wall, a border protection. It is a national crisis. We got to get on this. Thanks, Sheriff. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, everybody. Take care.
You bet. All the best to you. So let's fight fire with freedom, should we? Our friend Jim the Flagpole Guy going to shine a little light on freedom today on the program, a little light on liberty, and tell us what's happening at ndflagpoleguy.com. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Scott. Good morning. Good morning to everybody. Today's Light on Liberty, there's a new assault on America. I just ask everybody to go and YouTube and watch the brains behind AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, actually auditioned for that part, and she's being trained, and there's a group that's behind her, and there's all kinds of video evidence of these guys actually showing that she answers to them. It's kind of a new twist on politics today that the brains behind AOC on YouTube by Mr. Reagan is the author. Scott, we're fighting back. We're actually looking forward to a real positive summer, and I'm sealing up a whole bunch of contracts and a lot of interest over the winter, and I'm getting ready to place that order in May, and I'm asking everybody, if you're interested in a flagpole, now's a great time to contact me and let us put together a plan for you to fly the American colors this year.
And you should know, folks, last year, we had set a goal of putting in 100 flagpoles. Talked about that about this time last year in the dead of winter, and said, let's go. It happened. And so it isn't something you can put off. You gotta get on the schedule and plan it. Think about, a tribute for a veteran in your family, or loved ones. You know, I think it's a wonderful gift, anniversary gift for parents or Christmas gift. Really, really great idea. And you can do all size, all shapes, the works, right?
That's correct, Scott. And, we're positioned this year to be more efficient, more economical. I'm just looking at a lot of ways that we've learned over the years, and we're able to be better this year. And we've got a lot of good things in the pipe, and we just hope that our dreams are met. But we have last year to look back at, as we did achieve more than I expected.
Phenomenal. It really was. It really was. So our favorite patriot, Jim the Flagpole Guy, if you're patriotic, as I hope most of us are, and feeling more patriotic than ever, it's a great time to show it. Give Jim a call. Get a flagpole installed at your home or business. There should not be a business in North Dakota without a flagpole in front of it. I'm telling you what. So, 701-571-FLAG is that telephone number to give him a call. ndflagpoleguy.com. Thanks, Jim. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
The Norwegians are coming.
Sponsored by Fargo Sons of Norway.
Two big Norwegian salmon dinners.
With Juven sauce?
Juven sauce is right.
Friday, March 22nd and March 29th. Tell us about the chef.
The chef is Steinar Valganes from Bergen, Norway, and he will be putting the entire dinner together for all of us.
Prepared in true Norwegian style with all of the trimmings, right, Carol?
That is correct.
Tell us about the entertainment. The dinner music is by who?
Dr. David Ferrara, and of course Helen Valganes will provide the Norwegian folk art music for your listening pleasure and joy, I can assure you.
And anyone that's traveled with you to Norway likely has been treated to that wonderful dinner and music as well, right?
That is correct.
Get your tickets while they last. The Stabo on North Broadway. Fargo Sons of Norway. 701-232-9222. Or Juven Tours and Travel. Call 701-237-9000.
The Norwegians are coming.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's a bad day for travel across the United States on the ground and in the air. A lot of interstates remain closed in the Rockies and central United States because of a huge blizzard. Severe storms with damaging winds and tornadoes are also impacting travel. We have at least 1,200 flight cancellations so far, according to FlightAware, and nearly 900 flight delays because of the weather. Texas Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke is running for president. He makes the announcement on a video that he posts this morning, and then he shows up at a coffee shop in Iowa where he says our democracy is being challenged.
Which may very well be a democracy soon enough in name only unless we get it back and make sure that it represents people and not special interests and corporations.
O'Rourke now is the 12th Democrat to announce a run, and this is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Just on the follow-up to another epic storm. Is that the term we're going to use for it, Tom? Epic? Colossal?
Well, that's what they were using. You know, I mean, they were pretty serious about it. So,
yeah. We can call it pretty much par for the course. It's been that kind of winter, folks. So, anyway, I do have one report of Mandan, I-94, west of Mandan, just a bit, 35 mile an hour travel speeds right now. So that's obviously still an example. This west of Mandan, very slick, moving about 35 miles an hour. So it is still challenging out there road-wise. We have obviously I-94, I-29, and parts of Highway 2 closed. And that's going to be a while, at least for some parts of 29-94, because of cars that are already stuck in the ditch, they have to get out of there. So that's what they're doing right now. What's on your mind? Live from Arizona today, brought to you by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Now, what does that mean? What that means is clean, reliable, affordable energy. Okay, and reliable is really important in a winter like this, isn't it? How about summer when it's 100-plus degrees? You need reliable. Coal, the lignite industry, for generations in North Dakota has provided that baseload energy. It's been there. So that's a very important part of what they do, and you can find out more about all that at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. They have a neat little demonstration project going on now with a Tesla. Trying out a Tesla in, can it handle North Dakota winters and the roads and everything else? And the answer is yes, actually. It can, but it's, it needs to be powered by what? Electricity, which is powered by what? Coal. So, those green cars, actually are powered by clean, beautiful coal and charging stations that are necessary everywhere. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. We are, wrapping up after an incredible day yesterday of the demonstration, a way forward for the federal government, a way forward for President Trump, a way forward for the American people to finally, as Sheriff Daniels just told us from Cochise County, 35 years of talk with action. If the lead of fishery industries is followed and this demonstration yesterday, to recap the big day, talk a little bit about this industry. We're joined again by Tommy Fisher. Tommy, how are you?
Very good, Scott. How are you?
Good. Have you done many interviews with your son before, where you guys are like doing a tag team interview?
This is the first.
Oh,
I'm
good.
Really proud to do it.
Good, good, good. We got another historic event going on. Grant Fisher here as well. Hi, Grant. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. So just do me a favor, guys, and tell me a little bit about sort of the highlights from your perspective, knowing we can't see this, but describe what happened yesterday and how you think everything went. We'll start with you. Tommy?
Well, I think it was just amazing to see all our team members come together and execute. And it was sort of a first run through, you know, that we attempted, and we clearly put 200 feet in the ground in an hour and a half and poured the concrete and then followed up with the road. So no different than we sent out the videos. There was some jaw dropping, but there was really jaw dropping yesterday. And it was just a proud day to be able to do that with my two sons. And I just had a feeling that Dad was looking down from upstairs, proud and smiling, no different than my mom was live there. It was a big deal.
Yeah, I talked to your mom a little bit, and she was reminiscing about the days being on job sites in North Dakota with you as a little bugger, and others as well in an RV. So that's pretty credible.
Yeah,
she was loving it.
Yeah, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and Grandpa, he took Grant and Ryan, no different, same way.
Uh-huh, that's really neat. Grant, describe the day yesterday. I mean, there were obviously a lot of moving parts to what you were doing yesterday, but talk a little bit, describe what you pulled off.
Yeah, I mean, it's been about a two-year process as far as following border wall projects and everything, and I would say yesterday was about the Super Bowl of it. We had all of heads of our company from around the nation all fly in, and some top government officials really kind of see us perform. But I think the most impressive thing was seeing you, Scott, in an excavator with about 5 minutes, and you're one of our better operators now. So if this radio thing gets old, you can come down and help us put up fence.
That was fun, I have to tell you. And I've done a little bit of that over the years where you get in the cab, but it was the easiest thing I've ever done. And Tommy was like, spin it around. I'm like, I'm just happy to go up and down. No, spin it around. All right, so I'm spinning the thing 360 with a big slab of concrete and wall on there. So, yeah, that was that was great fun. But, I mean, the visual of putting up 200 feet of wall in about 2 hours of the road being built, of the concrete, you know, setting. I almost got the impression from the DHS folks that we were watching, it was just sort of like, okay, yeah, no mas, we're done. We get it. You can do it, right?
Right. I think it's so much superior to what they currently have right now. It's almost stunning. It'd be like watching Pee Wee football, and then here's the New England Patriots plan. I mean, it's that much difference.
So just help me with the process a little bit. You know, obviously you've demoed it now. You convinced them to come look at it. They did it. They've seen it. You know, is this okay? I go back to the office and I tell somebody, yeah, they can do it. So let's start the process of getting these guys involved. What are the steps next to just getting it done, getting it built?
Well, I hope once they have that, they know what they've gotten in the last couple years, and it's just not acceptable. 40 miles in 2.5 years, and that's 2% of our border. It needs to be done. It needs to be done now. So I think now it comes back on DHS, President of the United States, to decide this is what we're going to do. No more excuses for bureaucracy. They have a method that can make it done. Now they have to do it.
It really seems like, I don't know, I was just talking to Sheriff Danielson, and he's saying 35 years. You know, he's just totally frustrated. You know, he's been in the Oval Office. He's looked the president in the eyes. He's you know, politicians before, senators, congressmen. He had a delegation of 10 members of the House recently down there looking at it. I get the sense of just total frustration of waiting for it to be done. Everybody knows there's a need there. You've now demonstrated a way to do this and do this quickly. Are you frustrated waiting?
It's been very difficult. I think my son Grant's even more frustrated because we've got a lot of energy and grit to get this done. We know we can do it. And I think once they start, there's no stopping us at that point. So now it just becomes the will. Is it going to be all talk, or is it going to be action? You know, and I believe we have the higher quality product at less price than the government can do it, so now it's time to get going.
Well, I often wonder if we just, you know, obviously you've got a job to do. You've laid out the fact that you can do it. The government, you know, goes through the process they go through. It seems like we need a middleman almost. A grant, you know, where we need a posse of people to say enough already and to make it excruciating for any member of Congress to not, whenever they're on a talk show, whenever they're walking on the street, whenever they're, you know, going into their office, that they hear about it, hey, have you built the wall yet? You know, put them on all of them.
I mean, North Dakota has two great senators, Hovind and Kramer, and they've been really advocating for us and everything because they've seen the product links and they see kind of the grit that Fisher brings to the team, and they see the repetitive production that we can bring, no different than Kelly Armstrong, the new congressman. So I think we got those middlemen lined up, and I don't know, just keep getting our message out from all angles.
Yeah, the problem is there's just, you know, this country's got a lot of issues that need to be dealt with right now. And, I mean, that's what Donald Trump was put there for, right? Only way to explain Donald Trump is, you know, all the people that have gone before him in every level of government have been incompetent to get us to this point. $20 trillion in debt, and that needed to rebuild the military, and, you know, the bureaucracy, which, you know, Senator Cramer is really getting more and more fed up with every day. Wanting to take that on is the big thing. I guess, again, if the people speak out and make it so painful for members of Congress not to be able to come back with a solution, that maybe something will be done. But, you know, I think people are tired of waiting. That sheriff is tired of waiting.
Sure. Know? Sure. And, you know, you talk about an issue. The president can make one call, put us to work, and then have to think about it again. It just gets done.
Yeah, and he said, too, the sheriff said, this is a crisis. We should just treat it like a crisis and put every single ounce of the efforts of the United States of America behind it. You know, get going. He also, by the way, had a compliment for you for coming down there and listening to landowners and part of the design of your process. You know, he said, I was fine with a concrete fence, but he said a lot of landowners weren't. And they like being able to see, you know, through it. So they like the Ballard fence. And he said, Fisher's, you know, Tommy came down, listened to people, and that meant a lot. So,
well, and one thing that I saw yesterday, too, when I went to bed last night and thought about it, is we proved, really, there's no doubt in my mind, too, if they want to go more and faster, we can be at 2 miles a day. We proved it in the concrete. We proved it in the road. And you think about that. Every week that would go by, that's another 10 miles secured, you know, in a year. It's crazy. 400 miles. You could do the whole border in probably 3 to 4 years, complete, brand new, last 75 years, roads for the agents. It's done.
No, it's done, and it's necessary to be done. It's just time. It's just time, because everything's been done to demonstrate you can do what you said you're going to do. And I mean, people scoffed at a mile a day. Now you're telling me 2 miles a day.
I think with what we saw, and Grant, you can probably weigh on that too.
Yeah, there's no difference. I mean, the biggest thing is we have the relationship now with one of our other companies, Fingerbridge and Iron, that can fabricate, no doubt in my mind, the necessary panels. So you got the left hand talking with the right hand as far as they can produce just as much as we can install with a great American-made product.
And, you know, this is hard to explain without looking at some of the video that we have up on our Facebook page, but the footprint in with what you did was pretty significant, too. And, you know, you talked yesterday about the Roosevelt
easement,
and that allows you only so much space to do this work, right?
That's correct. So, you know, that would be another thing that I'd say. If the government wants to go and there's no more excuses on eminent domain and right away, put us to work in the Roosevelt easement. We'll take care of New Mexico, Arizona, and California in a blink of an eye.
With no right of way necessary, in other words.
Correct. We'll operate in the Roosevelt easement and get it done.
Starting tomorrow.
And then at the same time, if they put us together running the whole entire project, we'll start with our acquisition team and working with the landowners of Texas. But we're going to prove and build their trust and show them what we built. And that's going to last and it's going to work.
It was a well-oiled machine yesterday, how everything was working. Grant, I know you were in the middle of that, making sure it all went well. But and what I said earlier is that obviously that was hard work. Everybody worked hard to get to that point and wanted it to go off well. But everybody had a smile on their face. Everybody had a ton of energy. Everybody was really having fun and very proud, weren't they?
No, we're very proud of our team and this patented system we came up with. I mean, like I said, it's been a two-year process, and yesterday was really the Super Bowl, and I think we performed as such. And hopefully in a few weeks we'll be performing on a national stage.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, that's partly our job, too, folks. I think we've really got to just make sure that they know that enough talk. It's time to walk and get it done. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the workforce needs of, you know, our part of the world back home in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. And, you know, talk a little bit about what I saw yesterday in the way of energy and the fun of a construction job. So stay tuned. We'll talk with that. Talk with Tommy and Grant Fisher about that when we continue on What's On Your Mind. Live from Arizona, one more day tomorrow from the border. Don't go away.
At the University of Mary, our advanced nursing degrees have a national reputation for excellence. Our graduates have a 100% pass rate on national certification exams and employment. Our Doctor of Nursing Practice degree options in organizational leadership and family nurse practitioner will prepare you to become a leader in the healthcare arena. Our flexible online and hybrid options allow working adults to advance their careers. Find out more at umary.edu/DNP.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
We're back with Vince Webker, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, with locations in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake. Folks, come on in and check it out. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick of winter. But I tell you what, it's a lot better with a hot spring spa. Never go through another winter like this without a hot spring spa. Tell me why, Vince.
Well, it's a way to, like, beat Mother Nature, if that's possible. It allows you to get to your backyard. Even when it's 30 below out, you're still sitting in an environment that's 100-plus degrees, and it's wonderful. And, you know, you can't stay inside all winter, right? So this is not only a great wellness product physically, mentally, relationally, but it gets you out of the house into your backyard where, you know, can your neighbors say they were in their backyard with 10 feet of snow last night in their bathing suit? Probably not.
It's fantastic. Life-changing, in fact. And it's more than just a hot tub, right, Vince?
Yeah, it's every day made better. And you sit in this, you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally, you're better.
Check it out online at hotspringnd.com or stop and see them 1620 13th Avenue East, West Fargo.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back in Arizona, final segment, What's on Your Mind, live yesterday from Coolidge, Arizona, where we got a chance firsthand to see this demonstration of a process, a patented bit of work by a good North Dakota company, Fisher Industries, to build a mile a day, 2 miles a day of wall. And now the Department of Homeland Security has seen that, and they know that can happen. So, pretty interesting when you think about that. We were there yesterday for that, and of course, today, headed down to the border a little later on, so we'll have a full report on that as well for you tomorrow on the program. So looking forward to it. We're brought to you in part today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. 100 years of service to the upper Midwest that they've been doing this since 1908. high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contract services. And many started in Bismarck, but they're now all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. And they can do something I've heard a lot about from building owners and building managers, lower your bottom line. If they maintain your systems, they can do that. Find out more about that at their website, hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com, and tell them Scott sent you. Or give them a call at 701-223-3393. A couple minutes left with Grant Fisher and Tony Fisher from Fisher Industries, and we're talking a little bit about Tommy Fisher. I said Tony. I don't know where I got that. Tommy and Grant Fisher with us today on What's On Your Mind from Fisher Industries, talking a little bit about yesterday's momentous day. I want to talk a little bit about the jobs that I saw yesterday. I don't know. I got to think there's a lot of people that would like to do this. And Grant, you've talked about this term of bringing sexy back to construction. What exactly does that mean?
Well, I really think, I mean, if we get a chance to go on a national stage with our patent system, not only are we helping national security, but I really think we help out the industry of construction. Being from a younger generation and everything, none of my buddies want to get into construction. Has a narrative or a bad rap of being grueling work and just hard labor and all that, where I really think if we get on a national stage and really start broadcasting what we can do, we bring sexy back to construction, make it look fun, make this younger generation and everything, because we're having a hard time filling spots and everything, of good help. And I really think we can save an industry as well.
And, you've got a lot of Caterpillar, Tommy, a lot of Caterpillar, and I'm amazed at the level of technology, because as Grant pointed out earlier, I ran one, so you know it's easy. But I mean, the technology, it's fun to be in a cab.
Oh, it sure is. And and with this younger generation too, playing a lot of video games and different things, their movements of their hands are better, so their operation technique is even smoother on the machines. And I think it's made for this generation too.
How many people would you need to hire to build all that wall?
Well, I think with everyone that's integrated with it, from Cat to Stinger to, I mean, there's going to be thousands of people out there working. But, you think about all the traits that we teach. You know, if you came down and worked for us, you could learn how to operate. You could learn how to pour concrete. You could learn how to, weld steel. You could learn, all the different, aspects of it. Build a roadway, run a roller, you name it, survey, drainage. So, I think if you left and we did that, and even if we hired thousands and Fisher went back to the size it was again, those people would be so well trained, they could fit anywhere in the country.
And, it really is fun to be in that cab. If I'm in the cab and I'm moving that, the bollards around and hanging fancy, what am I making in an excavator?
Well, I think in different states there's different wage limits, but I think at least probably 35 to 40. In some states you're up to 50, 60. So you're over 100,000 a year.
And, easy to learn how to do it. And
fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun as well. So, and you mentioned earlier, Grant, that people see it as grueling, right? There was a lot of work done yesterday. There was a lot of hard work done yesterday, but it didn't seem grueling to me. It seemed like everybody was running around with a smile on their face, having a great time.
Yeah, I mean, we really have a system that sets our guys up for success, and I mean, even the people watching, we're trying to get involved in everything. So, I mean, it really seems like a fun way to get out there and really learn. Even out of high school or something, you can get down there and start operating equipment, and I really think a lot of lessons can be learned in the construction industry.
So have you brought your buddies out on the job and said, come watch this, and see this happen?
Oh, yes, sir. I got a group of 100 guys that all want to go place baller panels down there.
So they've given up on this. It's a grueling, right?
Yes, sir.
We got about a minute left, Tommy. Just anything else you want to tell us?
Well, I think, too, is as clean as our operation is, and when you work in a clean site and you accomplish a lot and you feel like you've accomplished a lot, you have adrenaline, momentum, all the right things. If you're stuck in a place that you feel is dirty, nothing's getting done, mentally it just wears on you. And I think that's what we bring. And you could see that in the smiles, and you saw that even with the people watching, is, wow. A lot of people say a mile a day. Well, that doesn't make any sense, because, what have they done? A hundredth of a mile a day, right? And then you see this, and they're like, holy, you can do this. And it's just really exciting. And again, I am just so proud to be second generation and be joined with third generation, my two sons there, to see that we are a company that will last. And that's my final statement, is when we make statements that this will last 75 years or 100 years or whatever we're saying in the engineering, we mean it. There's going to be fishers down the road that will prove it and say, at my time, Grandpa was right or Great-Grandpa was right. So we just appreciate the opportunity, and we're sure proud to be from North Dakota.
Well, it's been a fascinating few days, really. Glad we came. Glad we got a chance to see it firsthand, and now we can continue the really heavy lifting of just getting people convinced that this has to be done at every level of government. So we're going to be on it, and thank you for the time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Grant. Thanks, Tommy. Fisher Industries, second generation, third generation, right here. See you tomorrow, folks. Be safe. God bless.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing. And they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepinn.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.